Money FM 89.3, best of workday afternoon. The Soul of Business with Clarissa Montero on Money FM 89.3.
Good afternoon and welcome to The Soul of Business on Money FM 89.3. I'm Clarissa Montero for the workday afternoon. Now, they say age is a number and just a number. And in a society that highlights that spunk and never-ending energy of the young, the brave individuals who are not limited by age or gender deserve to have their stories told. Today we have just such a story. The co-founder of homegrown coffee brewery 1 Degree C, Ong Bi-yan, and we will let her tell us all about her later in life pivot. I am so excited about this conversation. Bi-yan, welcome to the show.
Hi, Clarissa. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely my pleasure. Now, for the record, you're in your 60s.
Yes, I'm 65 years old and proud of it.
And proud of it. I love that. And what made you decide? Now, I know that you started modeling late, just a couple of years ago. We talked about that just before we went on air. What made you decide to start modeling, well, you know, later in life?
Actually, I was approached by a local designer to showcase her indigo tie-dye t-shirt collections with some of her friends. So when she approached me, it was like, okay, you know, there's nothing for me to lose at this age. So why not do it? And anyway, I've actually been very camera shy and I've actually been an introvert. And I thought, you know, let's just do it, face my fears, challenge myself, you know, get out of my comfort zone. And this young lady whom is just an acquaintance, if she believes in me, why should I just, you know, doubt myself? So just go for it.
So you're saying you actually had no plans to become a model.
No.
And you were approached and you thought, oh, why not?
Yeah.
Because you'd never done it before. It was a new adventure and you're never too old to have an adventure, right?
Yeah, I just feel, you know, I mean, there's really nothing for me to lose at this age anymore. So just go for it, you know. And sometimes it's like, I guess, if you want to tell your children, you know, oh, you have to do this, then you probably have to walk the talk. So, yeah.
You have to walk the talk. Yes, I love that. Now, but do you notice, as we get older, because maybe when we were in our 20s, we were very subconscious and we would never have dared to do something like this. Do you notice that as you get older, you're braver?
Yes, I am. And if you, I guess you know, I've got a head of gray hair, full head of gray hair. And when I decided to grow my gray out, it felt liberating, empowering, and it's like you have total control of yourself, you know. Whereas when you were much younger, I feel more inhibited, and as I reached about 50 plus, I started colouring my hair and all that. I guess at that stage, it was even worse because, you know, it was like, I'm not me. I'm just covering up what I am. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you know, I think as you grow older and you start to embrace your age, you have more control of yourself. So, yeah, I feel more empowered at this age.
Okay, now that's hard to believe for someone who's younger than you are, I would imagine, because I can relate to this. When I was in my 20s and my father was more in your age group, he used to say to me, youth is wasted on the young. And I never understood it when I was in my 20s. I'm not in my 20s now, and I get it completely, because you know what, when you're young, you have so many hang-ups, you're insecure, you're all those things. As you get older, you build in that confidence, you're comfortable in your skin, but you're not as quick, as fast, or as nimble as you were in your 20s. So really, youth is wasted on the young.
Yeah, I guess we have our own advantages.
We do. Now, let's talk about when you first started modeling. What kind of inhibitions, what kind of fears did you even face any fears, or did you just jump right into it?
No, I mean, when she said, you know, can you be my so-called model? I said, yeah, why not? So on that day itself, it was like, of course, I had butterflies in my stomach, you know, but I told myself, look, you know, I've already said yes. I just have to do my best. So I usually just say a prayer and, you know, God help me, you know, I've agreed. So, you know, let me do my best. That's usually what I say to myself. I guess it's to psych myself up. Yeah.
Sure. All right. Now, you want to talk to us about some of the challenges that you faced along the way? Did you ever think about giving up, maybe?
No. Okay. I've only just started modeling maybe close to 2 years, mm-hmm. and I'm not a professional model. So, of course, there were challenges, or even now there are challenges. Like, for example, I didn't realize that a commercial shoot and a fashion shoot is completely different, in the sense that commercial shoot, they've already got like a concept in mind. It's like, you know, oh, this is how I want you to hold a cup, you know, and this is the angle you should hold. Whereas a fashion shoot is more expression. You can, you know, just move about, and the camera just go click, 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 click. So it was challenging when I first did a commercial shoot, but I have never thought about giving up. In fact, I enjoy it because it gives me the opportunity to learn. And I feel the more I learn, the better I get at it. So why not? And it gives me the chance to tell people that, hey, you know, you can teach old dogs new tricks, you know.
That's true. Speaking as a fellow old dog.
Oh, no. You're much younger than me, please.
Oh, again, we started this interview by saying age is just a number.
Yeah, it's true.
I do believe age is a mindset. You're as old and as mature as you are. You're as adventurous and open-minded as you want to be.
Yes, that's true.
And I don't think whatever your actual biological age is should limit you trying new things.
Mm. And I also feel that, you know, you really have to keep yourself active physically and mentally, mm-hmm. you know, at our age, so that we can be healthy and independent rather than be dependent. So to me, that's very important.
All right. Now, you are looking for another adventure, and one with meaning. You wanted to start a social initiative. You want to be an elderpreneur. Could you tell us more about that?
Actually, the term elderpreneur was given to us by the media back in 2017 when we first started our cold brew coffee business,
right?
Called One Degree C. I guess they felt that at this age we should be retiring, you know. So it was something new. And also because of the fact that the product that we're selling is actually a millennial drink. So why do these two fuddy-duddies, my husband and I, you know, be doing a product which caters to the millennials, and what do we know about it? So yeah, it was I wouldn't say we started it. It was just a term given to us, and the rest of the media just picked up on it.
Right. Well, the whole idea of elderpreneur to me is it actually drives home the fact that you're never too old to try something new.
Yeah, but it didn't occur to us, you see.
Of course not. You know, maybe we needed, you know, somebody in the media to come up with a cool term for what you were doing, which I do believe is quite cool, by the way. Now, let's talk about that. What do you hope to achieve with this initiative?
Okay, so from this elderpreneur ship journey that we were on, I realized that probably, you know, I should start an Instagram post to journal my so-called life, or what I do. Like, for example, you know, we're into cold brew coffee business. My husband and I love to upcycle and recycle at our age, you know, and we still continue to exercise. And we love to go cafe hopping. And, you know, like right now I'm modeling, and it's more to encourage seniors that look, you know, just keep yourself active. It's not necessarily, it doesn't necessarily be, oh, you know, since I'm doing this, you should start a business. Since I'm modeling, you should start modeling. But just keep yourself busy, keep yourself active. I believe that we should at our age, mentally and physically, that's very important.
Okay, so what you're basically saying is it doesn't have to be, you know, a change of career or a...
No.
But you need to keep moving.
Yeah, and challenge yourself to learn new things. You know, get out of your comfort zones.
You can, and that is something that we are actually quite guilty of. As we get older, we get very caught up in our comfort zones and we don't want to leave it.
I feel that we ourselves are the ones who really confine ourselves to a box and say, oh no, I'm this age, I can't do this. I'm this age, I can't do that. People would look at me, you know, and ask, you know, why are you doing this at this age? But why not?
Right. Okay. Yeah. So if I had to ask you what your life motto is, what would it be?
Actually, my life motto has got nothing to do with this. It's more do to others what you want others to do to you. That's always been my life motto.
Right.
Treat others the way you want them to treat you.
Well, you know what? You could put that all together and come up with a larger mission. Yeah, you know, you want to do right by people. You want them to treat you right. I mean, all of us actually ultimately want that. But you've injected a little bit of sense of adventure. You've injected a sense of a continuing thirst for new experiences. And there's, you know, it actually works alongside each other.
Okay. Yeah.
Now, for somebody who could be considered an inspiration, who is your inspiration? Is there a woman you look up to?
Yes, definitely. My mom. She's got very strong principles. You know, she's principles that are like, you have to be honest. You know, she's a very compassionate woman and she's very charitable. And she will just take her shirt off for anybody, even strangers. And she has very strong faith in God. So I really look up to her, and she's always been my constant so-called idol.
Yeah. All right. That is very sweet. I hope she's listening to this. It never hurts to be told. You can tell her, you know.
Oh, yeah, up in heaven, yes.
What would you say to women over 40 or 50, maybe even 60 in your age group, who are looking for the courage to achieve their dreams or the courage to try something new?
Go for it. If you don't try, you wouldn't know. To me, failure is not defeat. To me, defeat is when you fail to do. And I feel that if you fail, you will still learn something from it, because every experience, there's always something to learn from it. Whether you succeed or you fail, you always learn something from it. And for me too, you know, even if you fail, you can give yourself a pat on the back because you've actually tried it. So that's success to me.
I think that is absolutely true. You know, it's interesting that you said that. As long as you try something, it's not a failure because you come out learning something.
Yeah.
And it's not a failure if you learn something new.
Yes, correct.
That's a very, very interesting way to look at it.
Definitely for every failure, you will learn something from it and you know, you will not repeat it. So why not learn it? You know, go for whatever new challenges that come by, big or small. Just go for it and try it. If you don't try it, you wouldn't know if you are good at it or not.
I have a variation of that. My thing is, if you don't ask, you don't get.
true.
You know, if you don't ask, then the answer is definitely no, right? But if you ask, maybe it's a no, maybe it's a yes, or maybe it's a maybe.
Yes, it's true. It's true. So, like, for example, I give you an example. Do I have some time?
Sure.
Okay, I went for one audition, the first one, which was, I was supposed to cast for a movie, a small part. Of course, my acting it was so bad, you know, so I didn't get the job. Then I was asked to cast for another one, and this time I had to memorize some scripts. Mm-hmm. And it was like, oh my goodness, you know. 5 lines I have to memorize. And every day I was memorizing. And guess what? I actually remember every single line during the casting. But my acting was still so bad, even I wouldn't hire myself, to be honest. You know, but I was so proud of myself because I could remember the lines. And the funny part was that when you said you don't ask, you know, you won't know something to that effect.
Right.
So, and when I was doing my casting, acting, you know, with hands all over the place, and the casting director was saying, no, don't use your hands, just use your face to express. And I asked, I said, why can't I use my hands? And I got the answer, because I don't like it. So, okay, at least I asked you, you know.
And you got and you got an answer, you know.
Yeah, I got an answer.
And it might have been yes.
Yeah, so, yeah. So you're right. Why not ask?
Why not ask, indeed? This has been a very, very inspiring conversation. I've enjoyed it very much. We've been speaking with the co-founder of Homegrown Coffee Brewery, 1°C, Ong Bian, one woman over 40 who's pushed boundaries to forge new paths and to inspire more women to do the same. Thank you so much for the time. I've had fun.
Thank you.
I'm Clarissa Montero for the Workday Afternoon. This is Money FM 89.3.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.